Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers on the broadcast day. We have an all-pundit program with an all-star lineup. Marsha Burke-Bigler is here, John Sandy IV, and Fred Locken. It's coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Hello, is this D&D Roofing?
Yes, it is. How may I help you?
You did such a great job on my roof. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner.
Oh, can I speak to your supervisor?
Sure.
How may I help you?
I love your work. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner. We're all owners. Well, that's why at D&D we work so hard to keep your home safe and sound.
Oh, no wonder.
D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal. Local, employee-owned, here for you.
Like a traditional handmade basket, retail is woven into the fabric of life in Nevada. From big box to mom and pop, retail supports our communities in countless ways. Jobs for the disabled, team uniforms for kids, help for the elderly, and so much more. Retail employs over 1 in 10 workers. Retail supports Nevada, and we support retail.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management offers workers' comp services to a growing number of industries. As businesses grow and change with the times, the need for a solid workers' comp program must be flexible and up-to-date. The evolving nature of regulations can make staying ahead of complex tasks challenging. But Pro Group Management simplifies the work so your industry can move forward and succeed. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have an all-pundit show going here as we're taping on the morning of August 11th. Marsha Burke-Bigler is here, the former Washoe County Commissioner. John Sandy IV is principal with Argentum Partners. And Fred Locken is professor of political science at Truckee Meadows Community College. And a whole lot more. So let's start out with, looks like we've got the first bill going through Congress regarding a lot of money that will end up coming into the state of Nevada. Mm-hmm. Marsha, your thoughts on this and the listening tour that our leaders are going on to hear what we should be doing with this money.
Well, there's no question we need the money in the state of Nevada. Knowing from the county perspective, there are a number of projects that are really important
to us.
For example, building houses. How are we going to house the people we keep moving in here for new businesses? We're so short now. The theory is that once housing gets below 3%, you really have no available housing ever, and we're really there right now. And not only is the number of housing shortage, but the prices are supremely high. Hard to get that word out this morning. But really going up and continuing to go up. And so I think that's just one of many, many projects that could be worked on. Water is an issue. Wildland protections, environmental protections, there's a whole bunch of things out there that the money could be used for. I will express some concern about how it's going to be paid for. I know it's great to say that we are going to raise the taxes only on people who make over $400,000 a year. I've heard that before, and I always get my taxes raised, and trust me, I don't make that kind of money. But then what does that mean on the economic supply chain? Will people, big businesses, move more businesses out of the United States, thus cutting jobs? I think there's a lot to be looked at, but I think it's definitely a start in the right direction.
John, I see you nodding on a lot of things that Marsha's saying here. Elaborate it, will you?
Well, I think she's hit on a lot of the challenges that we face, especially in Northern Nevada. I think housing obviously is a big issue that could cause a lot of problems for our future development, our future growth, and where we head as a community. So I do think that, you know, spending resources to try to handle that problem is a worthy and laudable. I mean, obviously water, sewer treatment plants, you know, a lot of our sewer plants are getting near capacity, and we're gonna need to address that here soon, especially as we continue to grow. And if we do figure out housing, that's gonna be an important problem to solve as well. We do, I don't think people recognize how many bridges that we do have here, but we do have aging infrastructure. And I think those all need to be, you know, make sure that we maintain those and keep those safe for everybody using those, you know, public thoroughways. So I think, but I think Marcia hit a lot of the big things that we need to tackle. And I agree with her too on you know, that there's a balance, and this is a balance that policymakers have to deal with all the time is, you know, we want to have money for these projects. We want to have money for social safety nets and government programs, but they come with a cost. They all have a price tag. How, who's going to foot the bill, and how are we going to foot the bill? And the issue again, you know, I think Marcia stated it pretty accurately, is that, you know, you can put it on the shoulders. You can say that you're going to put it on the shoulders of a very small few, but there's nothing necessarily holding or tying down these corporations to the United States. They have, you know, moved portions of their business to other countries. There's nothing necessarily preventing them from moving a larger portion of that, so that they don't get the tax doesn't get captured the way that, you know, we hope that it would. And you know, so there's, again, it's just, there's a lot of challenges. It's very nuanced. It's very complicated. I know that it won't be discussions that, you know, that'll continue for as long as we have a government. So.
All right, so let me hit on a couple of specific areas with you, John. Water, what do you want to see done as far as water goes?
Well, I would like us to look and figure out how we are going to manage our water resources in the future. You know, there's always conversations and discussions about interbasin transfers and how that's going to look. There's a lot of projects, especially as we have new development, that we need to look at. The Truckee River is pretty much allocated. And so where are we going to get our resources that we need to grow in the future? And if we do decide that these interbasin transfers are going to happen or necessary, then maybe we can use some of this infrastructure money to look at, you know, engineering for those projects and planning for those projects in the future.
All right, Fred. You've heard these two opinions, that they seem solidly aligned. You agree or disagree?
I fully agree. I think if we could, it's almost once in a lifetime or once in a generation funding opportunities. I'm hoping that we develop a tactic of thinking more longer term. Climate change is here. Water has never been adequate in the state. It's going to get worse. So I think we have to be thinking about some more dramatic strategies longer term.
For example?
Well, I know in Southern Nevada, they've been looking at desalinization through trade-offs of being able to build desalinization plants to serve Mexico. So Mexico changes its allocations, that it has very little of the Colorado left. But those types of strategies that literally establish a more reliable, renewable water source, because you know, fresh water here in Northern Nevada, we're completely dependent on California sources. We our aquifers are stable, but if we start pumping them too much, we're going to have, you know, we can even encourage earthquakes. We have to be very careful. We have to be logical about how we use water. The Newlands project in the 21st century makes no sense. And every time I see a load of alfalfa heading to California, I appreciate agricultural efforts in a desert state. But that's an incredible amount of water that's been used to provide a resource back to another state, a cash crop, if you will. I agree with the comment that we really need to think about these things and start dialogue about them.
So Marcia, the way that the Truckee Meadows has grown, for those in Southern Nevada, that's the Reno-Sparks area, has been taking water out of agricultural use, mm-hmm. and using an acre and a half for every acre you need. So we're banking water at the same time we're using it for other purposes. So, you know, at this point in time, the Truckee Meadows Water Authority seems confident that they have a good and adequate water supply going forward. Do you agree, disagree on that?
I think for a short period of time, and by
short
period of time, probably we're probably okay for the next 10 years, assuming that we don't continue in this really ugly drought. If we continue in this really ugly drought, you know, we need to start looking at this sooner. But Tumwa doesn't just look at water from the water that runs down the Truckee, of course. They look at all the stored resources. And I think one of the things that's extremely important is if we start pumping those aquifers, if we get to the point in the drought and the growth that we have to start pumping in those aquifers, are we going to pump them to a point where the water quality is compromised? And I think that's an issue that has to be looked at. I think the cross-basin issue really has to be reviewed. One of the things that's absolutely dire to this community as it has grown is we need a new sewer system plant. And so there's been a lot of talk about where you're going to put that, and there are very few places that you could really put it and make it not so expensive to pump the water back and
for example.
For example, I think Bedell Flats, which is in the North Valleys, that's an area that you could possibly put it. I think it's called American Flat. I can't think of the name, but up in that area, I think it's American Flat. Those are some areas that are, you know, possible sites for a sewer plant. This money coming in might be exactly the right thing to do, because there's our major sewer plant, which is in Sparks, is at capacity. And it's not sitting in an area that it's going to be easy to expand, if it's even expandable at all. And so what are we going to do for sewer treatment? Commissioner Hartung is famous for saying, the man who controls the poop controls what happens with the money. And that's true, because you can't grow business, or you can't grow housing without sewer systems. Housing has to have sewer systems. And there's been a request to go back to the old days of allowing septic systems, but that's really not from an environmental protection area, from water pollution protection area. That's not a good answer. We have to have a new sewer treatment plant.
Okay, so John, this brings up an interesting point to me, which is at the legislature, the major water bill was to get rid of non-usable water being used to water medians in places like that in Southern Nevada. And it's going to save about 10% of the water that Las Vegas uses from Lake Mead and therefore from the Colorado River. In Northern Nevada, we're just growing grass like crazy. Is it time for us to seriously have a discussion about, you know, the cost of maintaining your lawn and whether we should be doing some form of buybacks?
Yeah, I mean, that program has been very successful in Southern Nevada. And, Marcia's point that Tumwa feels that, you know, for the short term, we have adequate water supply. But again, we can't control droughts. We don't know what that's going to look like. And yes, as our water, and I mean, this is exactly what we're talking about, is these types of policies that need to be discussed with the infrastructure money and how we are going to manage our water resources. I think Fred said a fairly provocative point about the Newlands project, which if memory serves is the very first Army Corps of Engineer project in the entire country. It's a lot of money went into that project. Another similar project, I shouldn't say similar, scale is much, magnitude is much more, but shortly thereafter was the Boulder project, Boulder Dam, which is now Hoover Dam. This is another provocative statement, but something that I think that needs to be looked at. And I don't know how it would work. I mean, this thing has been litigated for decades, if not a century now. But Nevada did not get its fair share of allocation from Lake Mead. It has a pittance because they based it on a 1933 populations. Mm-hmm. California gets the lion's share. I want to say it's like 10 million acre feet allocated. And a lot of that is used for agriculture in the Salton Sea in that area. I think, you know, if we had the ability or could wave a magic wand, I think, you know, reallocating some of those water rights to what has become an expansive growing community in Las Vegas would give them some breathing room, because they really don't have a whole lot of breathing room as it relates to their water resources. They already maximize the use of their water. I think, you know, if there's anything we could do to wave a magic wand, I would say that's one place to start.
Pat Mulroy will be here, former head of Southern Nevada Water Authority, in a few days to talk more on these kind of issues. And there are plans for the Southern Nevada Water Authority to fund projects in the Los Angeles Basin that could end up gaining Southern Nevada some water. But Lynn, let's go back, as John raised, to your provocative comments about water going from the Truckee River to Fernley and Fallon. There was quite a firestorm over the comments of Brad Kroll and myself on this program regarding lining the canal going to Fallon. That's going to cause a lot of problems for folks living in the Fernley area because they've been used to utilizing water that leaked from that canal. What are your thoughts to take it a little bit further?
Federal Water Marshal points out 35% of the water that they get, they waste. They receive so much more water than the Truckee Meadows does, and certainly the Pyramid Lake gets the rest of it. And so in the 21st century, we have to be far more responsible about water usage and logical water usage at that. And so at the very least, lining those reduces what was a poorly designed, primitive system of water distribution at the beginning of the 20th century. But there's also a question. I know that Tama for years has been trying to buy land, farmland, and retire it to be able to transfer the water rights back. It's a very slow process. It's a very expensive process. In America, we celebrate our entitlement, and this is another entitlement. Families that feel that a decision that was made over a century ago should still be upheld. But I think this is a time where we have to open all the difficult topics. Another issue in this valley is flood control.
Okay, before we get to flood control, let me just go back to, so yes, the decisions were made 100 years ago, the canal was not lined, now it's gonna be lined, but what do you do about, A, all the people who live in the Fernley area that rely on groundwater that has come from that seepage, and two industrial parks that are going in there, one that is already well on its way and another that is in the planning process. What do you do about water for the Fernley area?
Well, perhaps you think about retiring it from an agricultural role and using a pipeline or something to efficiently bring the water that they do need for the growth and the economic activity that they can have. But they can't have their cake and eat it too, is all I'm saying. This was not what the water distribution system was designed to do. It was a collateral benefit. Yeah, it's created a problem, but it also suggests they have a serious problem of water in Lyon County.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back more with this excellent panel after this timeout.
Get in on the Tamarack Casino's $175,000 Hidden Treasures Guaranteed Giveaway now through September 30th. Earn entries in the weekly drawings and win big during the two $35,000 grand prize giveaways. Your good times are at Tamarack Casino.
Each day, the Children's Advocacy Alliance partners with leaders, legislators, and families across Nevada to improve children's health, education, economic well-being, and safety. We recognize Nevada will be no better than the state of its children. Be a part of this change. Be a supporter of the Children's Advocacy Alliance. For more information, go to caanv.org.
The Do It Right guys at Nevada Heating have one mission. Your air conditioner breaks down today, we fix it today. Why sweat for days while your air is down when Nevada Heating can get the job done today and you can get cool again? For nearly 50 years, locally owned Nevada Heating has been getting the job done right. Call today at 323-5585. Or see us online at NevadaHeating.com.
Southwest Specialties has been making the homes and businesses of Nevada beautiful for more than 20 years. Their experienced designers and craftsmen create the walkways, backyards, water features, and a variety of outdoor cooking areas that add curb appeal and value to your investment. Call today or visit them at their website and see how they can make your outdoor spaces special. Southwest Specialties, creative, distinctive, beautiful.
Get in on the Tamarack Casino's $175,000 Hidden Treasures Guaranteed Giveaway now through September 30th. Earn entries in the weekly drawings and win big during the two $35,000 grand prize giveaways. Your good times are at Tamarack Casino.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel going today with Fred Locken, John Sandy IV, and Marcia Birkbigler. Let's start with you, Marcia, and talk about the vaccination rate and what's going on in our state at this point in time and potential threats to the gaming industry once again.
Yeah, I don't feel strongly that we will shut business down again like we did. I do feel strongly.
Is that a political decision on behalf of the governor?
Of course. Everything that's going on with COVID is political. This is not science-based anymore. This is, how is it going to affect my next election? And from a political perspective, what do I do now? But having said that, I want to tell you that I firmly believe that you should get your vaccination. You got a smallpox vaccination. You got a polio vaccination when they were big epidemics, and those were necessary. And you don't get to go to school without getting a chickenpox vaccination. You know, I mean, they're rare exceptions. So why are we creating such a stink? Yes, there's an argument that could be made that the science, it hasn't been proven well enough to prove whether or not the vaccination is a problem. I have a son-in-law who got the Johnson vaccination, and he ended up with Guillain-Barré syndrome, and one of, I believe, 11 people in the United States who got it, and how many people got the vaccination. So, you know, you have to say, and I've heard this said many times, you have to say, well, it's such a small number of people who are getting a side effect to the vaccination. Of course, if you're one of those small number of people who are getting a reaction to the vaccination, or your family is, then it has more impact on you. But still, even with that, even with my son-in-law, who is going to be fortunately survived and is going to be recovering for a year at minimum, having physical therapy for, you know, every aspect of his life, even he says it's still best to get the vaccination.
And my doctor says long-term problem of not getting the vaccination could be death.
Death, exactly.
That's right.
So I think that's a lot of common sense there. But Fred, is that your feeling, that all the decisions being based on the vaccine at this point are political?
Well, not all decisions, but certainly it's a guiding factor, because the mistake was made to drive this to the state and local level. It should have been a nationally directed program from the start. It was a global pandemic, after all, and not all states have the same resources, and so it should have been an engineered effort with strong federal control. We have two Supreme Court decisions that indicate that public safety and public health trump your right to deny a vaccination. Donald and Melania Trump have had the vaccination, and both have said that you should, in fact, get the vaccination. We have Lindsey Graham saying it every other day. So I think the message is finally getting out there, but we have over 600,000 Americans that have already died from it. We're moving to variants because enough people have not been vaccinated. So sadly, those who thought they were exercising a constitutional right are inadvertently killing people and making people sick.
We'll come to John for his comments right after this timeout.
7 at 7 is available anytime, anywhere.
I'm Riley Smith with your Vegas Golden Knights. Watch 7 minutes of nonstop news from the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
Streaming on LVRJ.com and YouTube, powered by the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
I'm Jeff Gehrman, an investigative reporter with the Las Vegas Review-Journal. I'm your guide for season 2 of Mobbed Up, The Fight for Las Vegas.
You're in with every gangster and hoodlum in the United States.
I don't go for that, Mr. Kennedy. I don't go for that kind of action.
I was on television accused of fronting for the mob.
Subscribe to Mobbed Up, The Fight for Las Vegas, Season 2, today on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's development company is helping it grow with insightful design and development. Building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. Tollsdevelopment.com.
7 at 7 is available anytime, anywhere.
I'm Riley Smith with your Vegas Golden Knights. Watch 7 minutes of nonstop news from the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
Streaming on LVRJ.com and Twitter, powered by the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Fred Locken, John Sandy IV, and Marsha Burke Bigler. But the only one we have time for, because we're almost out of time, is John Sandy. So your thoughts on this whole vaccination deal and how political it is or not.
Yeah, I would graciously disagree with Marsha on the fact of whether the shutdown, you know, lack of shutdown is political. I think there's a lot of different factors that are different right now. The number of people that are vaccinated, I think right now you pretty much have people that choose not to be vaccinated or get the vaccine that are walking around unvaccinated. So the threat to the general population is a lot less than it was during the initial stages of the the pandemic. And so I think that weighs a little bit into the governor's, when balancing the economy versus you know, it's the public safety that leans to the economy a little bit more. So I think there are some differences. And I do want to say, though, I think the importance of getting the vaccination, you know, a lot of the people that are saying that they are anti-vaxxers or this or that, you know, they also have a similar political leaning on, you know, the self-sacrifice of the military and people that join the military, and they praise the decisions that they make to sacrifice, you know, their lives for the general good of the country. And I think it's a little bit ironic that these same people aren't willing to commit to the same self-sacrifice to get a vaccine that could potentially save, you know, their fellow countrymen. And I think that's too bad. I do think it's important that we take this seriously. I think these vaccines have been proven safe and reliable. I'm a, you know, it's anecdotal, but I'm walking testimony to it. I'd like for us to move past this. And I think the only way that the science tells us that's going to happen is if we get enough people to get vaccinated.
John, that was incredibly well put. Thank you, sir. And I'm totally vaccinated as well. And so is my wife. And I recommend everybody else to do the same. And we'll be right back.
Brian Culpa Photography was born in the rolling hills of Massachusetts, and now he can help you experience the stunning beauty of Nevada in a whole new way through the power of flight. Flying has always been a passion for Brian, and at Brian Culpa Photography, he can make your imagination soar. Brian has the creative mind and tools to tell your unique story. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Safety. We all think about it. You think about it when he buckles in, when you check your mirrors and put away your phone. RTC thinks about safety too. In fact, we create it. Center turn lanes mean fewer blind spots. Bike lanes keep cyclists and you safe. Roundabouts reduce injury collisions. And all these crosswalks are designed to keep families like yours safe. Safety is your priority, and it's ours too. Every day, in everything we do.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. You can do that now these days. We'll see you on the next broadcast.